Welcome to the tax update for February 2015. And we've got 8 items to get through this week, the first of which is just to mention the HMRC have published maps of their tax force activity and their criminal prosecution activity of the UK. It's an interesting read and well worth a visit to their website, and also on the right hand side you can get details of other news items including their free webinars. The Public Accounts Committee has published a 16-page report which recommends regulation of the tax profession, and claiming a headline said that PwC were offering tax avoidance schemes on an industrial scale. It's very emotive stuff, and the real difficulty is that there's no recognisable watershed between what is sensible and acceptable tax planning and what the politicians call aggressive avoidance schemes. And until that watershed is established, we're really going to have a lot of rhetoric but a very unsatisfactory position. The National Audit Office has also published its report, which runs to 40 pages and basically says the HMRC is doing a good job of cutting costs and increasing tax yield, but is critical of its service standards and is failing to meet its standard of responding to calls and letters within 15 days for 80% of items received. Now, I'd call that a very unrealistic service standard, and a proper commercial target would be 95% response within 24 hours. So they set themselves very easy targets. HMRC are also consulting on the penalty regime and have advised that they intend to give a 3-day leeway period for late RTI returns of employers, provided they get them in within 3 days of the deadline. They're consulting, and views are sought by the 11th of May, and this is the potential to affect millions of people. So it's an area that I would recommend you take a look at the 26 pages of the conduct. The published draft clause and schedule on the new flexibility for pension annuity reform, and given that this could mean a tax-free annuity for the beneficiaries from somebody's estate, I would recommend having a look at this if you think clients might be affected. And the schedule and explanatory notes run to 26 pages. HMRC have also updated their professional body allowable subscriptions list 3, which can be found on their website. And as usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes as well as further links should you wish to research it further. The good news is that the annual subscription for AAT is included and can be found under the letter T. From 6th April 2015, there's going to be a transferable allowance where both conditions are satisfied. The first condition is that one party to a marriage or a civil partnership has not exhausted their £10,600 of allowance for 2015-16. And the second condition is that the other spouse who's going to receive the transferable allowance is a basic rate taxpayer. And if those conditions are met, then couples can transfer up to £1,060 worth £212 a year to a basic rate taxpayer. From April 2015, HMRC have announced that they will make it mandatory for company returns to follow the new taxonomy, which was introduced for FRS 101 and 102. You can get further details from the notes. But finally, HMRC have won at the Court of Appeal, challenging the Eclipse 35 tax avoidance scheme, which claimed a tax deduction for the interest and borrowings to introduce capital. In a unanimous decision, the Court of Appeal dismissed the taxpayer's claim, saying that the activity that the firm partnership was conducting was not a trade, but was an investment, and therefore no tax relief was available to the members contributing to the LLP.